Hey, it's that time again. The man who's going to learn how to plant a pizza bush and tell us all about it, it would be Tom Casper. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Wouldn't that be nice if you could just go out and pluck a little pizza
right off a bush? I think you might be onto something there.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, pretty sure. So what you up to gardening-wise these days?
Well, you know, a little of this, a little of that.
Yeah.
No, you know, I was thinking about it this morning as I was putting in my hours of preparation for this phone call.
Right, right, yeah. Hours.
Actually reviewing the last 21 years of you and I speaking every other Tuesday, or actually one time I think Fridays. But anyway, you know, so 21 years we've been talking about gardening. How cool is that?
It's extremely cool. You should have a medal.
There's no reason everybody in town isn't gardening because of our conversation.
Or running, screaming in the opposite direction.
Or buying plastic flowers and calling it good.
All you got to do is dust them once in a while. What's the big deal?
Yeah. Twice a year.
Yeah, okay. I'll buy that.
Okay. But so actually, I'm kidding about that. But I was thinking about the show this morning as I'm getting ready and thinking about what we're going to talk about today. And the thing we haven't talked about, believe it or not, in the last 20 years is deadheading.
Okay, that sounds like the kind of thing that involves tie-dye.
And riding around in a Volkswagen van.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Following a band around.
Exactly. I like it, okay?
But deadheading, the term has been around a lot longer than the band was or is around. So deadheading is actually the act of removing spent flowers from your plants, both annuals and perennials. And it's really an important step in them remaining beautiful, interesting, continuing to flower, things like that. So, it's often overlooked by people, and I get a lot of calls from folks wondering why their flowers have gone out of bloom or why the plant is now dying or looks like it's dying in the middle of the summer when it shouldn't be. And a lot of that can be attributed back to either no deadheading or improper deadheading.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
So, and what happens is in perennial's case and annual's case, once they've produced that beautiful flower.
Like your peonies.
Like the peonies.
Right.
And the flower has bloomed and looks really interesting and nice, and we marvel at it, photograph it, and show it to our friends. It starts to fade. And if you don't remove that flower when it's starting to fade or after it's, you know, done and dropped many of those petals, it will signal to the plant, okay, your job is done. You've produced seed. Put all your resources into these seeds because their effort is to, the flower's effort is and the plant's effort is to go into producing more seeds, to produce more plants, to continue its likelihood on. So if we go in and remove those flowers as they're finishing blooming, we interrupt that process to produce seeds, and the plant then wants to rebloom again so it can produce seeds again. So if we're continually, as flowers are being produced and bloom and starting to fade, if we're going in and removing those spent flowers, the plant will continue to bloom or will continue to try to bloom. You know, and in perennial cases, a lot of our perennials will rebloom, like daylilies. If we go in and remove the flowers, roses, they'll rebloom. Even now there's even irises and things like that that will rebloom. In annuals case, they'll continually bloom if we keep removing those spent flowers.
So what you're saying is you want to trick the plant and manipulate it by telling it that something is true that isn't true.
Yes, basically. Well, you really cut right through it, don't you?
I'm just...
investigative reporting has gotten to you.
In 20 years, it's never ceased to amaze me how, you know, I mean, they talk about nature and the rule of tooth and claw. And, you know, gardening is a savage business.
Yes, it is.
My cousin tells me,
get out.
My cousin tells me this weekend, my cousins came to help with some yard work around the house and to help my mom. And my cousin, Mary, does not believe in Roundup. So she's just a weed puller and a digger and a whatever. And she's cutting back the hedges. And she says, you can't cut back more than a third at a time or it goes into shock. And I'm thinking about this hedge, you know, and I'm thinking the hedge. I mean, do we need to administer electrolytes? Does it need to lie? Does it need a blanket?
I think there's a career there for us in plant therapy. Not for the people, for the plants.
For the plants. This is tough stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and plants, you know, there is that whole, they do go into shock depending on when we transplant them or rip them out of the ground to plant them somewhere else or trim too much of it off. Or
when my aunt was dividing hostas and rhubarb and stuff, she had kind of a machete and she'd just yank them out, slice them in half, and there you go, it's divided.
Yeah, no problems with neighbor kids either, I'll bet.
I'm starting to wonder if I've got the stomach for this. Maybe my benign neglect is just a kinder, gentler way of being in the world.
There you go.
I'm not lazy. I'm a pacifist.
You're a plant pacifist. There
yeah, you go. Sit in the backyard, eat a steak, and think nice thoughts about plants.
No vegetables on this plate.
Right.
So, all right, well, tricking the plant.
Deadheading is a good thing. You can wear tie-dye, though, if you want to. I mean,
if it just
makes you feel better about the whole thing, you can wear a little tie-dye.
And why not play some Grateful Dead while you're doing it?
Exactly. Yeah. I think it's a good plan. TK, for 21 years, this has been one of the most instructional programs on the air, and we're continuing our streak. So I just want to say thanks. And
Thank you.
And we'll talk in a couple of weeks, all right?
Sounds great. You have a good day.
Tom Casper this morning, our host for Tips for Hardy or Bloodthirsty Gardeners every other Tuesday right here on Northland Morning.